Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Lawmaster Program. The AVB's predictions regarding the coming of the Lord God are fulfilled in the man Tommy L. Hart. This is big, big news. The Bible's Lord God has come as predicted. But not only has the Lord God come, he has also come forward and revealed himself. He has told the people his name in compliance with Psalm 94:1 and John 7:4. Having performed the works that the Bible ascribes to God, the man Tommy L. Hart fills the bill for God. It is reported by those who know him best, he has done all things well. Let's hear from the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart.
The title of this episode is The Gentiles' Reward, The Law of Righteousness. The law of righteousness can also, and is also called in the AVB, the law of liberty. That is the law of deliverance. Consider the countless Israelites who the papacy and Gentiles killed by the sword. They murdered brutally, slaughtered, butchered, sawed into pieces. Consider the remnant of the Israelites who were taken away from the homeland, cast into captivity, scattered abroad, degraded, deprived, and made to serve as slaves under the Gentiles and papacy. The statement, God in the details, is true. God is in the details of the AVB. Mr. Hart has shown clearly that Lord All Caps identity is in the details of the AVB, and we have witnessed them. The Lord God is in the details of the AVB. There are two distinct laws in the details of the AVB. The Israelites' path to liberty and independence is in the details of the AVB. And these things Mr. Hart has clearly shown. Mr. Hart has made the most misunderstood information in the AVB understandable. We understand that the AVB, Authorized Version Bible, commonly called King James Version, is a law book through and through. It is not a religious book at all. We understand that the AVB is the authority on the papacy and Gentiles' conspiracy to take out the God of the Israelites and take down his people. We understand that the papacy was directly and actively involved in a position of leadership in the Gentiles' genocide of the Israelites. We understand that the Gentiles' armed forces were combined and ordered by the papacy to make war against the Israelites and other black nations, overcome them, and kill them. The orders descended from the papacy. Deuteronomy 20:17 says, and this is an order from the papacy to the combined forces of the Gentiles, thou shalt utterly destroy them. Talking about the aim of the armed forces of the Gentiles, they were to utterly destroy the Israelites and other black nations. 2 Samuel 22, verse 38, Lord, all caps, admits, I have pursued my enemies and have destroyed them. Again, the admission or confession coming from the papacy in regard to the destruction of Israel, the Israelites, and the other black nations. 2 Samuel 22, verse 38. I have pursued my enemies and destroyed them. The present state of the Israelites, that they are in a state of destruction. They are in a state of captivity. The Gentile nations are holding the Israelites in captivity. And to cover up the captivity, they have the Israelites to pass as citizens. We understand that the papacy and Gentiles' actions against the Israelites were unprovoked. It was an act or act, there were acts of aggression. We understand that the AVB is a book of records. We understand that the AVB is a book of judgment, and that judgment, that legal determination, is the result of a trial that was held to bring the papacy and Gentiles to justice for the wickedness they have committed against the Lord and his people, the Israelites. In that judgment is the Gentiles' reward. Matthew 6, 2 reminds us the judgment here says, verily I say to you, the Gentiles have their reward. We know that the Gentiles speaks, the Gentiles are the they call themselves, many of them, white people now. The Gentiles are the Europeans who conquered the black people. The Gentiles have their reward, and I've been speaking about that here recently. You should be familiar with that reward by now. You can always go back to Lawmaster Archives and hear these episodes again. You should make Lawmaster Archives your dwelling place. All of that information that gives Bible, that gives understanding of AVB content is there for your good and for your use. Make use of the information that is in Lawmaster Archives, Israelites. The book of Acts, chapter 11, verse 1 says, the Gentiles had received the word of God. I have talked about God. I have shown that the Bible speaks of two gods. One is the Lord, all caps, God, and I have explained that Lord. And the other is the Lord, God. That Lord spelled capital L, lowercase O-R-D. And that Lord is a title belonging to the man, Tommy L. Hart. Lord spelled using all capital letters is a reference to the papacy. I have spoken in great detail on that matter, the matter of the two lords, the two gods. Lord All Caps, the papacy, and Lord Tommy L. Hart. So, the Gentiles had received the word of God. They had received the judgment coming from the trial that was held. The Gentiles have that judgment, which is called a reward. The Gentiles have their reward. They have their judgment. The Gentiles have received their reward, their judgment, because, well, let me say it like this. It is evident that the Gentiles have received their reward, their judgment, because they have the AVB, the book of the judgment, the book, the reward, the AVB, also called King James Version. So the AVB can properly be called the book of judgment. Okay? The Gentiles have their reward. We understand that the law shows hate as a motive for the papacy and Gentiles' evil acts against the Lord God and his people, the Israelites. We understand that the Gentiles have not yet carried out their judgment, their reward. It remains to be fulfilled. Therefore, the Israelites have yet to receive justice. We understand that the law is reformatory. The AVB speaks of the time of Reformation. The time of Reformation has come. King of the Reformation, hear this. Jeremiah 26, verse 13 says, therefore, now, amend your ways and your doings. This is to the Gentiles, and obey the voice of the Lord thy God. Isaiah 55, verse 6 says, let the wicked forsake his way. And I showed last week that the way of the wicked is the way of Christianity. Let the wicked forsake his way. Let the papacy and Gentiles forsake their way, the way of Christianity. And I've spoken in great detail on Christianity, how that it is an evil. It is an evil. It is not good. It is not a good thing. The judgment says to the Gentiles, amend your ways and your doings, and obey the voice of the Lord thy God, which is the voice of the papacy. I have spoken about the covenant between the papacy and its people, the Gentiles. I've shown that covenant, right? And how that the papacy became the God of the Gentiles. Let the wicked forsake his way. Amend your ways and your doings and obey. Carry out the judgment of the Lord thy God. And I showed last week how that the question came up, the Matthew chapter 27:22 question. What shall I do then with Jesus? And it is evident today that this statement is true. It is said in Acts chapter 5, verse 42, and it says, the Gentiles ceased not to teach and preach Jesus Christ. That is evident today. The Gentiles still teach and preach Jesus Christ. The question, though, what shall I do then with Jesus, is answered in Proverbs chapter 9, verse 6. Here is the answer. Forsake the foolish. That's the answer to the question, what shall I do then with Jesus? Forsake the foolish. Foolish means trifling. It means of little importance. Too small to be important. Trifling also means insignificant. Now, the statement, forsake the foolish, that's an order that the Gentiles are bound to obey. Just as, let the wicked take his way, and therefore now amend your ways and your doings and obey the voice of the Lord thy God. The Gentiles are under those orders. Forsake the foolish. That statement is substantial and powerful. What does it speak of, though? What is there that is trifling or of little importance or too small to be important? Is there that is significant? What is there that is foolish? I will tell you. Have you heard of the term gospel? You may have been told that the term gospel refers to the first four books of the New Testament of the AVB. Those four books are Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. In those four books, you have the story concerning Jesus. Let me ask this. Have you noticed that I, Tommy L. Hart, do not harp on Jesus in my teaching? I don't have a lot to say about Jesus. Have you noticed that? Well, now you get a reason why. I have made the statement some time ago that all we can say about the character Jesus is the character Jesus is fictitious. That's what I've been known to say before. And it is true. In the delivering of truth, the story of Jesus can be left out. It doesn't give us any needful information. And as you may have observed, I don't give a lot of time talking about the fictitious character, Jesus. Why? Because it is unimportant to truth. As I alluded, the Jesus story is fiction. It is trifling. It is insignificant. It is in the terms of Proverbs 9, verse 6, foolish. Jesus, the character in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, demonstrates a lack of sense. Although the case can be made, the Jesus story is about the law. The character Jesus loved to break the law. He broke a law which called for the death penalty. He was finally caught by the authorities, tried in a court of law, convicted, and sentenced to death for his own sins or crimes, if you will. And we can conclude that the moral of the Jesus story is, if you break the law, you are accountable for your actions. And we can further conclude that just as Jesus broke the law and was held accountable, the Gentiles have broken certain laws and therefore should be held accountable as well. But the story of Jesus, the gospel, in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, is trivial. It is of little importance. It is insignificant. It is trifling. And the character demonstrates, the Jesus character demonstrates a lack of sense. He is foolish. The answer to the question, what shall I do then with Jesus, is answered in the Proverb 9:6, direct to the Gentiles. Forsake the foolish. The fictitious character, Jesus, is foolish. Forsake the foolish, the directive says, and live, and go in the way of understanding. The character Jesus is foolish. As the character Jesus is foolish, so is the character Paul. The character Paul is foolish. Forsake the foolish and live and go in the way of understanding. The Lord Tommy L. Hart gives understanding. Now, I have also spoken about Paul in great detail. It is in Lawmaster Archives. That information is in Lawmaster Archives also. You need to know it. Let me say this. It's good to know that information about Jesus, and this is what I'm saying. It's good to know it, to see that you have been misinformed concerning Jesus, okay? for you, it is good to know that information. But as far as the truth is concerned, that information is of very little importance, if any at all. Okay? And as I said earlier, that's why you don't see me harping on Jesus. Because it doesn't add to the truth. It doesn't give us, well, just take it as I've said, okay? Just take it as I've said. The character is foolish. The directive says, forsake the foolish. Paul is also foolish. Forsake the foolish. Now, what you are told by Christian ministers is Jesus is the Savior, Jesus is righteous, and Paul is one of the greatest ministers outside of Jesus, with the exception of Jesus, this and that. On and on they go about Jesus and Paul. All lies. I have told you that Christianity teaches lies. It teaches lies, and it teaches opposites to that which is true in the AVB. Christianity is evil. Therefore, the Gentiles receive the judgment. Let the wicked forsake his way. And the directive, which is a commandment, forsake the foolish and live and go in the way of understanding. The Gentiles are also, they have also been ordered to they have been ordered to obey the word. Now they use the word voice there in that commandment which I've given to you, which says, obey the voice of the Lord thy God. The voice of the Lord God, all caps, the voice of the Lord, all caps, is in the AVB. Okay? Obey the word of the Lord, all caps, in the AVB. Obey your reward. That's the message to the Gentiles. Carry out, fulfill your reward. So, the Christian teaching regarding Jesus is foolish. The Christian teaching of Jesus differs from that of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. It is different, but nevertheless foolish. Now, that is huge. The AVB story of Jesus is of little importance, and that is an important statement. Of equal importance is this: the AVB fictitious characters Jesus and Paul are foolish and insignificant. That's huge. The gospel, that which the Gentiles calls the gospel, is foolish. It's insignificant. It's trifling. And you should get away from it. Let me make this clear. The Gentiles have not preached. They have not preached or taught outwardly the story that is in the Bible, which concerns Jesus. That which the Gentiles teach concerning Jesus differs, as I alluded to in my statement, from that which is in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Understand that. But nevertheless, even that which concerns Jesus, which is in the AVB, it is still of little or no importance. And there we have it. The law, the judgment. So the law calls for the Gentiles, the reward which the Gentiles have received from Lord, all caps, calls for the abolishment of Christianity. Yes, that is right. The Gentiles are to forsake the way of Christianity. They are to carry out the judgment, which is their reward. They are to do other things in addition to forsaking the foolish and forsaking their way of Christianity and amending their ways and their doings. Other things are, and I have given you these things before, but I'll just close with a reminder. Now, Joshua 24, verse 23 says to the Gentiles, "Now, therefore, put away," Lord, all caps, says to the Gentiles, "put away the strange gods which are among you and incline your heart to the Lord God of Israel." The Gentiles are commanded to turn to the Lord God, Tommy L. These things are all a part of the Gentile Reformation. And the law calls for a reformation, a reforming. So as you hear me read the law, and I give you statements of the law, these are statements telling, commanding the Gentiles to reform, and that reform is spelled out as in the statements, "Let the wicked forsake it, let the Gentiles forsake Christianity, give up Jesus, forsake the foolish," Zechariah 8:19, "Love the truth and peace." Truth comes from the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart. The Gentiles are commanded to turn to the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart. They are commanded to, in Zechariah 8:16, to speak the truth. Speak the truth. Stop speaking lies and speak the truth. They are commanded in Mark 8, verse 15, to take heed. Take heed to what? Take heed to the word. Take heed to the words of the judgment. Take heed to the their reward, the Gentiles' reward. Take heed. Pay close attention to it. The Gentiles in Mark 1 verse 15 are commanded to repent. Repent. These things show how the Reformation looks. Okay? Let's see here. Depart, Psalm 34, verse 14. The Gentiles are ordered to depart from evil and do good. Seek peace and pursue it. Now, what is evil? Evil is Christianity. I've already spoken about that. Depart from evil. Depart from the false teaching, the Christian false teaching, and do good. Love the truth. Carry out your judgment. Obey the words of the Lord, all caps. Your God, Gentiles. Isaiah 61, verse 1. Proclaim liberty to the captives. The law demands liberty. It calls for the independence of the captives, the letting go of the captives and their independence. It calls for the land to be given to the Israelites. The Gentiles took away their homeland. The Gentiles are to restore some land to the Israelites, and it's up to the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, as to where he wants that, where he wants to dwell. Because the law says to the Lord, Tommy L. Hart, dwell, the land is before thee, dwell where it pleases thee. So you may be wondering, well, the Israelites don't have any land of their own. They don't. So land is to be given them for the purpose of a homeland. So we're talking not only reformation, we're talking restoration. Reformation for the Gentiles and restoration for the Israelites, the victims. The captives are to be let go. Let go to their own land where they will have their own independence and be under the Lord their God, Tommy L. Hart. That's what the law requires. Okay? Israelites, do not think that you can dismiss, reject the Lord Tommy L. Hart and you'll be all right. No. The Lord Tommy L. Hart is a part of the deal for the Israelites. Says the law. Look, the Israelites and the Gentiles are commanded to the word of the Lord God. That Lord is capital L, lowercase O-R-D. That speaks of the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart. Ezekiel 25, verse 3 says to the Gentiles and the Israelites, hear ye the word of the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart. That's what you have to do. That's a commandment. That's a requirement that you hear the word of the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart. Look here. Preach or advocate liberty to the captives. One of the definitions of liberty is independence. Advocate, become advocates of the independence of the Israelites. 2 Corinthians 5, verse 20. Be reconciled to God. The Reformation looks like, be reconciled to God, the Lord, Tommy L. Hart. This is to the papacy and the Gentiles, these requirements of the law. And black people, or Israelites, be reconciled to God. That's a requirement. The Gentiles are required to carry that out. John 2, verse 5. whatsoever he saith to you, do it. Do what the Lord God says. I say, come to me. I say to the Pope and the leaders of the Gentile nations, come to me. Talk to me. Come to me. Talk to me. And carry out the judgment. Carry out the award. Okay? Acquaint Job 22, verse 21. Acquaint now thyself with him, Gentiles, and be at peace. The Gentiles are ordered to acquaint themselves with the Lord, with the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, and be at peace. Don't try to circumvent the law. Don't try to get around the law. Obey the law. Carry out the law. The Gentiles love to boast, saying they are a people of law. Carry out the law. This is the law. Acquaint now thyself with the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, and be with peace, and be at peace. Be ye reconciled to the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart. Hear ye the word of the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart. The Gentiles have made this statement, 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 2. We have renounced, this is a quote, let me quote it. Quote, we have renounced the hidden things of dishonesty. Let me turn to it. 2 Corinthians 4, 2. I'm turning. 2 Corinthians 4, 2. The Gentiles say, we have renounced the hidden things of dishonesty, not walking in craftiness, by handling the word of God deceitfully, but by manifesting of the truth, manifestation of the truth. The Gentiles are making a mockery of the law. They have not renounced the hidden things of dishonesty. They have not renounced Christianity. They have not forsaken the false teaching concerning Jesus. They have not manifested the truth or declared the truth. They are still in their sin. The Gentiles, the book of Revelation says, they have not repented. The law calls upon them to repent. They have not repented yet. So, I call upon the Gentiles to obey their own law. This is their law, which I have presented to you and to them as well. And they know the law. Okay. So, I'm going to close out here. It's time for me to go. Join me next time.